sits on one bench, among spools and spindles and string. He finds himself a pain cushion, pricked, scarlet, stinging, throbbing wet with his own pain. It is surprise, a flick, a drip, a drop on his masterpiece. He minds not, for this is what art is. A sanguine masterpiece this shall be. He sews into the night. Morning she awakes. She sees she is beautiful. He is surprised to see his masterpiece awake, born of his own lifeblood by mistake. He minds not, for no artist knows what he makes. His sanguine masterpiece is beautiful. Frills and flares and folds, cascading fabric embroidered rouge fit for a princess. She is beautiful. She wishes to be seen and to see others as beautiful. He takes her to them. They look at her. She looks at them. She sees too little beauty. She is confused. Surely there are others far more beautiful than her. They storm at him, beating and biting and banging. He finds himself a pincushion, too used, too worn, too much stuffing, spilling. How dare he, they accuse him. Such art is not to be. They turn their eyes to her. She knows now. How she knows where the beauty went. Why she was alone. Their claws catch, their jaws bite. They tear her. 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 They tear her.